Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're right here on Waterbury Road in Prospect, not far from the highway. Today's going to be a beautiful day. Not as much sunshine maybe as yesterday, but it'll be near 80. Tomorrow, the weekend's not going to be as bad as I originally thought. It's going to be showers around, especially in the morning, 65 to 70. And then Sunday's partly sunny in the low 70s, so we'll take it. You know, you look into the history of Prospect, and then there's living history. And I think Robert Chatfield, Mayor Bob Chatfield, is part of that. He joins us now in Brian and Company. Now, you just decided or just announced you're running for a 25th term, is that right?
That's correct. Did that, I guess it was March.
Why?
I grew up at Prospect. Prospect grew up with me. I've been in office for 48 years, and I'm ready to go for another two, make it 50.
By the way, how old are you? You're in your 80s, right?
Yes, 81.
Your hair is amazing. That's all real?
It's all real.
That's incredible. You should go on TV. I'm jealous of you.
I had my own cable show for a while, and called it Prospect Town Upon the Hill, because that's not the problem, but when they talk about the hills of Litchfield, we're that high. So whatever they get, we get. And then Waterbury, Cheshire, and Naugatuck, and Bethany, they'll be down, and we'll still be out plowing and sanding.
Really have a different weather pattern?
Yes.
You get more snow, and things are rougher. Huh?
That's why I say, people say, how you doing? Great, it's not snowing.
It's so funny. I mean, these are these little nuances that you don't know. I want to get into the current state of affairs, but just talk about your progression. Somebody was telling me, what's the name of that camp again, Joey?
Yeah, Holiday Hill. Right.
And then you used to drive a bus?
I ran the bus company for Dufour Brothers, and we took the kids to school. They get a lot of people down around New Haven, Woodbridge, Orange.
So how'd you get into politics?
My very first job was in Prospect Hardware. It was just up the street, and the owner was the first selectman. And that was in 1959 or 60. And I worked there part-time. Then I went full-time. Then I went in the military in 61. When I came back, I worked there part-time. And at the end of there was a Neil's Pharmacy was at the other end of the block. And I worked in there behind the counter as a soda jerk. And then, I guess it bit me when I was working at the hardware store. And when I was stationed in Germany for 3 years in the 60s, my mother sent me every newspaper article that was in the paper about the town, so I kind of knew.
So you stayed on top of things?
Sort of, yes.
Yeah. And then just decided on a whim to run?
I ran for the town council, and I was the highest Republican then. And then I decided to run for mayor in 77 and was elected in 77 and took office that night. Now you wait 2 weeks before I take office. And I knew the town, knew everybody then, not now.
You mean because it's changed since then?
No, it was like 4,000 or 5,000 people then. Yeah. Now we're 9,700.
Yeah.
And we have two active 50 over, 55 or over active communities, Toll Brothers, which is now Regency on Scott Road. And most of the people that move there say they're halfway between their kids. One lives in Massachusetts, one lives in New York, and they come here and they're halfway in between.
So when do people still run against you, by the way?
I was unopposed last year, I think two times, and I haven't heard of anybody now.
Yeah. And is this going to be it, or you're going to go until you can't go no more?
I tell people when my secretary finds my head on the desk, that's going to be time.
That's a little morbid, but I understand. Yeah. We're here with Mayor Robert Chatfield, the mayor of Prospect. And, you know, in terms of the town, you talked about the growth. Is it not all good? Or, like, talk about how the shifting demographics and, I mean, you had 2,000, that's basically like, I don't know what my math is, but that's like 30% growth, right? That's not small.
We used to be a farming community, and the farmers have passed on. The property went to their kids. The kids didn't want to farm.
So they sold it
to a developer, and we had a lot of growth in the 80s and early 90s. What's going to help us now? We have six reservoirs in town for three water companies, and with reservoirs come wetlands.
Yeah.
And
so that protects a bunch of space.
That's correct.
Yeah. I didn't know that. And can you? I don't know what the reservoir. You can't recreate in reservoirs, or you can?
Two of them are class three, which means they're kept, and two are class one. That's Connecticut Water Company. They service the hydrants in Prospect. No, you can't go on those. You can get permits on the other two. One's the South Central Regional Water Authority, and the other's the City of Waterbury. And they're good neighbors because there's undeveloped land. And, yes, we're not at a standstill. There's a house here and a house there, but not a whole no subdivision.
Now, tell me about this best small town in Connecticut thing.
Well, I came up with that way, way back. Connecticut Magazine surveyed all the towns. At that time, we did not have a high school. Our library was closed because we moved one library to the other side. We do not have any five-star restaurants, and they counted that. Small towns don't have five-star restaurants.
Yeah. Windsor is a great town. They have very few good restaurants.
And so they came out and they published a survey. The towns under 10,000, I was the worst town in Columbia, was the best town in our category. Now, Prospect was named Columbia before it was named Prospect. In fact, we'll be having our 200th anniversary in 2027. So I went over and visited the first select woman at the time. And
you were pretty ticked off that they labeled you.
Yeah, and never came to town. They just got all this from surveys.
Just took the
books.
Data.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right, that's right. And I parked near the town hall, and there was a building like our old library, and they call it the meeting place. So I stole from the town of Columbia the name for our old library, which is now called the meeting place, right up on the town green. And it's on all my vehicles, best small town in Connecticut, and it kind of stuck. And
so it was a little, if I may say, like a middle finger to Connecticut Magazine.
Well, I told them that I didn't want it in the library for a couple of years. So, if they, you know, it's they didn't do their homework.
Well, what, you know, it's first of all, I love it. It's awesome, and you know, obviously, you have a rich family history here in town.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What about this community do you love?
People are friendly. They'll listen. And as I said, I grew up with the town. I'll be in an office for 48 years. There's many things I have accomplished. For example, we had 12 inches of rain in 1983 in 3 days. We were woefully underdrained. So all those problems where there were problems, I had the engineers survey the property and see how much rain can, and made a recommendation for drainage. So if they recommended an 18-inch pipe, I put in a 24. If they said put in a 24, I put in a 36. So we can go, within reason, 6 inches of rain in a day, and we won't have flooding problems. Our other problems with flooding is we have beavers. And they'll block a pipe up, the water shaft's going over the road. The water company, you call them, they send a trapper up and trap the beaver. Or if we can't wait, we'll just take the backhoe and dig the dam out.
These are your biggest problems?
No.
We got to run, but give me your biggest problem and your biggest thing that's going well right now.
Going well, the town, I don't know how well it's going to be. The tax bills are going to come out today and tomorrow. We just got through with a revaluation.
Well, everyone's getting hosed by this.
And the other problem is speeding. People will not slow down. I've got a couple of speed bumps, flashing signs. It does no good. And that'll, if they get taken to court, they get a slap in the wrist or maybe a day or two or a fine. You said...
What's going well?
The town... I think it's running very smooth, very quiet. I get to the town hall very early in the morning and leave late in the afternoon. This is not a part-time position.
Yeah, well, listen, you started at Dunkin' Donuts, I was told, before you came in here.
Well,
they track today, you know.
Today I came right here. Dunkin' Donuts, well, they want to know where I eat. I eat at Hometown Pizza right up the street, 11 o'clock every day.
What do you get?
I don't eat pizza.
What do you get here? I need to order my food soon.
Well, everything's good. The little jar of fruit's the best, though.
And why'd you start coming here? It's just open? You're like, I got to come in?
Yes. Well, pizza place isn't open in the morning. Pizza place used to be the Prospect Dairy Bar, which opened up in 1953. The lumber came from Prospect, and they made their own ice cream for the dairy bar. It was a Visakas family started that.
That's great. Mayor Bob, thanks for having us.
Thank you for
hanging out this morning, and thank you for your half a century of service. I'm assuming you're going to take it and win another term. So congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.